Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Marcia L. Ressler, 63 of Rock Springs, died unexpectedly Tuesday at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 this afternoon at Trinity Lutheran Church in Lime Ridge. Friends may call at the church this afternoon from now until the time of service at 1. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family. Marcia Ressler is survived by her husband Terrence, two sons, Abraham and Kelsey Knuth of Ironton, and Isaac and Stephanie Knuth of Loganville, a daughter, Jenna Kruger of North Freedom, 10 grandchildren, sisters, Marie and Joseph Latica of Hillsboro, Margot and John Kruger of Reedsburg, Marjorie and Robert Bruja of Hartford, and Miriam McBain of Reedsburg. Brothers George Spencer and Jean Spencer, both of Reedsburg. Brothers-in-law Tommy and Deanne of Loganville, Timmy and Linnell Ressler of Reedsburg, Teddy and Tammy Ressler of Lime Ridge, and Todd and Laura Ressler of Trempealeau. Sisters-in-law Debbie Lebansky of Reedsburg, Barbie and Randy Halliday of Kashina, and Doug and Kim Hoy of Baraboo. Good friend Daniel Knuth of Reedsburg, many nieces and nephews, and many good friends. Marcia L. Ressler, 63, of Rock Springs. Kenneth Theed Sr., 100 of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. To honor Kenneth's enjoyment of the Brewers and Packers, the family request you wear Brewers and Packers clothing to the visitation. Memorials may be directed to St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Richland Center, St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Muscadet, or the Muscadet Food Pantry. Kenneth Theed is survived by his wife of 68 years, Millie, six children, Ken Theed Jr., Patty and Dayton Lebansky, Jerry and Carrie Theed, Tim Theed, Deb and Chris Pardoon, and Dan Theed, 13 grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Kenneth Theed Sr., 100 of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet. Ellen M. Marty, 85 of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Tuesday at the UW Health University Hospital. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday, January 29th at 11 o'clock at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later this spring at the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday, January 29th from 10 until the time of mass at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Ellen Marty is survived by three children, Butch and Rose Marty, Terry Marty, and Jackie and Dave Thorson, six grandchildren, numerous great-grandchildren, siblings, Jim and Amy Connors, Doug and Janet Connors, Dan and Lisa Connors, Mike and Sinja Connors, Betty Krapser, Karen and Mike Hotlin, Joanne Groby, Jane Cullinane, and Mary and Larry Dans. Also numerous nieces and nephews. Ellen M. Marty, 85, of Richland Center. Marty Brewer, 77, of Richland Center, died Thursday at Meritor Hospital in Madison from complications due to his battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, February 1st, from 1 to 3:30 at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center, with a time of sharing to be held at 3:30. In lieu of flowers or donations, the family requests that you play a round of golf this summer and think of Marty when you do. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Marty Brewer is survived by his wife of 34 years, Connie, three children, Jennifer, Melissa, and Zach, two stepchildren, Jason and Emily, eight grandchildren, a great-grandchild, and his brother, Will. Marty Brewer, 77, of Richland Center. William D. Bill Peters, 89, of Richland Center, died Thursday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. A celebration of life is being planned for a later date. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Bill Peters is survived by his wife of 58 years, Patsy, daughter, Cindy Schaefer, two sons, William D. Peters Jr. and Gary A. Peters, eight grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, and many nieces and nephews. William D. Bill Peters, 89, of Richland Center. Mike Maley, 74, of Avoca, died Saturday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Mike Maley is survived by longtime girlfriend Jane Mellum, daughter Angie and Mark Bremer, two grandchildren, sister Vicki and John Baumkamp, brother Bob and Cindy Maley, special nephew Brian and Stacy Walsh, special friend Charlie Leffler, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Mike Maley, 74, of Avoca. Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center, died Thursday at home following a six-year battle with cancer. A Thanks for the Memories get-together will be held Wednesday, February 5th, from 4 to 6 at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. A Celebration of Life will be held Sunday, February 16th, beginning at 1 at the Branding Iron Roadhouse in Lime Ridge. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Bruce Tesmer is survived by his wife, Mary Lou, three children, Chris and Anna Selheim of Hanover, Maryland, Eric and Jessica of Kyle, Texas, and Melanie of Richland Center, a brother, Tom and Rosie of Green Bay, sisters-in-law, Augie and Bill Records of Great Falls, Montana, and Ellen and Steve Lundstrom of Nashwauk, Minnesota, brother-in-law, Larry Olson of Stoughton, and other relatives and friends. Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center.